Chinese observatory tried to install intelligence-capable space equipment in New Zealand, officials say. New Zealand's intelligence service said it disrupted an attempt by China's Purple Mountain Observatory to install ground-based space equipment capable of collecting intelligence of military value. The observatory worked with an unnamed New Zealand company that was, likely unaware, of the equipment's intelligence capability and did not know who would receive the data. According to the New Zealand Security Intelligence Service's annual assessment report, Security Threat Environment 2026. NZIES assessed that Purple Mountain Observatory's links to the Chinese regime meant it could be compelled to provide collected information. In this case, the agency said, the data would have been passed on willingly. NZIES said it worked with other New Zealand agencies to disrupt the activity. The service also said this was not Purple Mountain Observatory's first attempted installation of such infrastructure in New Zealand and that further attempts were likely. The agency did not disclose the proposed site, the specific equipment involved, the identity of the New Zealand company, or when the attempt occurred. Why New Zealand matters? Ground-based space infrastructure, or GBSI, includes ground stations and related equipment used to track satellites, communicate with them, monitor space debris, and receive data from orbit. The technology has civilian and scientific uses, but NZSIS said it can also support military operations and intelligence collection. New Zealand's location gives such stations particular value. The agency said New Zealand and nearby Pacific Island countries can observe or communicate with satellites crossing the Asia-Pacific with relatively little radio frequency interference or visual obstruction. For some orbital paths, a station in New Zealand can provide the first or last opportunity to track or contact a satellite moving through an area with sparse ground coverage, according to NZSIS. New Zealand is also a member of the Five Eyes Intelligence Partnership with the United States, Australia, Canada, and the UK. Purple Mountain Observatory. Purple Mountain Observatory is part of the Chinese Academy of Sciences. Its official materials describe work involving the detection and observation of objects in space, orbit prediction, space debris monitoring, and optical observation equipment. NZIES identified the observatory as a China-based organization with close links to the Chinese regime. In the same annual assessment, NZSIS said several countries conduct espionage against New Zealand, but the People's Republic of China is the only country we have detected doing it at scale. New Zealand tightens ground station rules. New Zealand began regulating certain ground-based space infrastructure in July 2025, requiring authorization for covered activities and allowing the government to impose restrictions on national security and other national interest grounds. The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment says existing operators were covered by transitional arrangements that ended on July 29, 2026. NZIES has not disclosed whether the Purple Mountain attempt occurred before the new rules took effect, during the transition period, or afterward. Overseas scrutiny. Concerns over Chinese access to overseas satellite ground stations have surfaced elsewhere. In 2020, Sweden's state-owned Swedish Space Corporation said it would stop renewing contracts with Chinese customers and would take no new Chinese business involving its ground station network. The company cited changing geopolitical conditions. Sweden's Defense Research Agency had concluded China could make military use of access to antennas at the Esrange station. China denied that the satellites covered by the Swedish contracts were being used for military purposes. In New Zealand, NZSIS has not disclosed how many earlier Purple Mountain Observatory installation attempts it identified or whether any of them became operational.